translation operator and I diagonalize it. So I want to find out what the eigenfunctions of the translation operator are. I know what all the elements are. They turn out to be not, they don't look so bad. These are what they turn out to be when you solve those equations. That's the translation operator, and it's a 2x2 matrix, so you can solve analytically for the eigenfunctions and the eigenvalues. The eigenvalues look like this, and the two eigenfunctions are some superposition of my arbitrarily chosen two solutions. So here I've got two eigenfunctions labeled with plus and minus, and they have these eigenvalues. And the alpha is this thing, cosine blah, blah, blah. It's got no x in it anymore. These are all just parameters. And the delta up there is alpha squared minus 4. If alpha is greater than 2, then delta is real. And when that happens, the two eigenvalues, one of them will turn out to be real and bigger than 1, and the other one will turn out to be real and smaller than 1. And when you have a system and you multiply by a number that's bigger than 1, after a period, the solution grows. And then you multiply it, you translate again, and it grows again. And that's exponential growth if it increases in size by a constant number bigger than 1. So if alpha squared is greater than 4, you get two solutions. One is exponentially growing, and the other one is exponentially decaying. The other solution is less than 1, a real number less than 1. So if you keep multiplying by a number less than 1, it gets smaller and smaller, and that's an exponential decay. But when alpha is less than 2, then this eigenvalue turns out to be complex. And I don't prove it now, but it's a complex number on the unit circle. And you multiply by a complex number on the unit circle, and it gives the solution a phase shift, but it doesn't make it bigger or smaller. And you multiply again, and it gives it another phase shift, but it doesn't make it bigger or smaller. And this results in the propagating solutions, the ones where the electrons can move through the crystal, because the size of the solution never gets bigger or smaller. It just keeps giving it a phase shift as it goes through. So here I say it acts like a mirror for the electrons. If alpha is bigger than 2, it's going to reflect the electrons out. There's an exponentially growing solution. Okay, so I draw. Here's the crystal. The electrons, we shoot in this way by maybe an arrangement like this, where I've got a voltage and a sharp needle, and I accelerate electrons towards the crystal. And by tuning this voltage, I can give them any energy I want, these electrons. And if they come into one of these band gaps where alpha is greater than 2, so they get reflected out, they will just get reflected out. There are two solutions, one where the electron comes in and decays exponentially, and the other one where the electron comes in and just grows exponentially in the crystal, but this one, it won't conserve the probability of electrons, it's unphysical, the exponentially growing solution at this point. So it's only the exponentially decaying solution that's relevant, and the electron will come in and get reflected back out.